We are here in Kalakendra, and hi to Bose Krishnamacharya.
Hello.
Welcome to Oregon.
Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful place, Oroville, to invite me to be here.
You are here within Kerala Fest, which means probably your origin is from Kerala.
I'm from Kerala. Mm. I was born in Kerala, in a small village called Mangattukara in Ernakulam district, a place called Angamali. Mm. Born in 63, and then, yeah.
And your path took you far?
It's all destiny in some ways, you know. When I was 17 years old, I fell ill for some time, you know. I was in hospital in and out. I used to do theater, I used to read that period of time and paint. And I joined an institute called the Kerala Kalapeedam in 84. 85, I won an award from State Lalit Kala Academy. That award, maybe one of the reason I went to Mumbai. One of my friend sent the prospectus from Mumbai that why don't you come to Mumbai and study in JJ School of Art, Sir JJ School of Art. I was not really familiar about this institute. So that award and the prospectus changed my destiny. I wanted to be a doctor. That's why I took science before, you know.
You wanted to be a doctor?
Yeah.
And there's some doctors who are artists.
Yeah, but you know, like I believe that any kind of career you take, you know, like you have to have a certain commitment and belief and respect to whatever you're doing. I think I enjoy all my art practice and, you know, being an artist. Yeah.
But as far as I know, you started to go to this college as a painter. Yes, and then you also shifted to other dimensions of expressive creation.
Right.
So where all did you grow in?
I think, you know, when you move to Mumbai, Mumbai is almost like a kind of great university, a museum of everything, you could say. Mumbai is a museum of everything. I learned everything from, given, got my strength from Kerala. Mm-hmm. The roots are from political awareness or socio-political awareness. It's all got it from Kerala. And the literature and everything was a kind of strength in my career. But I think, you know, like my branches, the roots were in Kerala, but the branches spread in Mumbai. You know, like I could receive any kind of thoughts and all kinds of people I could associate with. The city itself is a huge energy that I was sharing with everyone. You know, I learned much more things from Mumbai than anywhere else in the world.
To want to be an artist, yeah?
Yeah.
I think you would describe yourself as an artist, yeah?
I do. Yeah. I'm an artist. You know, I think it is also very important to be a good human being. Mm. If you are a terrible human being, then there is no point in doing art, you know. Art making is a kind of a bridge in between society and yourself. Mm. Yeah.
So how would you describe contemporary Indian art? Because the art can describe the past, and actually it's, as you said, it feeds you the roots. Yeah. But it's also sometimes a bridge between past, now, and maybe tomorrow.
The future.
Or even, you know, like prophecies.
Yes, yes. I think Indian art, you know, we have incredible amount of artists, you know, very talented artists from around the world. Especially from, you know, like India is almost like a kind of aviel. All kinds of languages, there is different kind of culture, different kind of cuisine, everything everywhere we could find certain kind of taste, a certain kind of taste you could experience it in all over India. And we have really talented people in India. Unfortunate situation is that we don't have infrastructure to show our own art practices, whether it is in our native place, whether it is in Mumbai, whether it is in Delhi or in urban spaces, or, you know, unfortunate fact is that nothing is being preserved in India. You know, there is a lack of irrespectiveness towards your own wealth. or you don't realize what is your wealth. You know, like for example, the traditional architectural projects in Kerala, or in the buildings in Kerala, Nalugattu or Ettukattu in architecture terms. You know, if we preserve those early school of architectural practices, the Vastu Shastra and etc., it's amazing wealth we have. It, but it is like, these great architectural projects are never protected, or even the museums, if you look at it, and unfortunately, it's in a pathetic situation that the lighting, it is, there is no curatorial work, there is no real programming. So unfortunately, that was lacking. You know, when you are a student, when you are a kid, you know, if I was born in Paris or in New York or, you know, Berlin, I'm surrounded with galleries, I am surrounded with the art and culture. Of course, we have spaces, like in Mumbai, there are one fantastic museum is there, but only one museum. You know, we have to have, you know, we have about 33 languages people speak, and, but unfortunately we don't have that kind of cultural organization or cultural spaces you can interact with.
So somebody who would be really taking over and make sure that things are preserved. So
I do believe that it needs to be taken care. You know, like when you build something, you should know how to preserve it, how to implement it. You know, this ideas just doesn't work. You know, you need to have the courage to protect the places where we are creating, even if it is a road or a map or whatever it is. I think you have to, it needs to be taken care from our home itself, you know, from, it should start from our home. Everything is important in your life, but what, as an artist, you choose what is you develop in time to time, what is good for yourself and good for the country, good for the globe.
But on the other side, your work, some of your works I've seen, they are really contemporary, they are abstract, they're really going further. Actually, they can go hand in hand with any contemporary world.
As an artist, I have a philosophy. I learned it from my life itself, you know, that extremities coexist in my life. Extreme polarities parallelly go with me. But then even if there is no gray scale in between that parallel, you know, maybe it is just opposed to so much, like it's almost like death and life. It's that a kind of extremity. Yeah. So that I do believe in that, you know, that contradiction or that conflict is almost like a strength of my practice, you know.
And
awareness
food,
about
yeah?
knowing about that.
Your creation, no?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I do believe in grayscale, you know, but I do believe in these polarities. That's my idea. Yeah.
So how do you see Orville? Because Orville is actually the platform where so many people got creative ideas, but then at the end aesthetic things come out.
Yeah, ma'am, I arrived here in this morning, and
that's your first time, yeah?
This in Orville is the first time, Pondicherry is the second time. I think it is an incredible place, but I think we need to we can do much more in this space, you know, much more in creative. It could be one of the best cultural spaces in India, but we have to envision, you know, everybody needs to come together to make it happen.
You just finished the interaction with some of our artists,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Your conclusion would be that we should take care of more, or
I think, you know, like everybody got their own spaces. It should not be like that. You know, it should be everybody should come together.
What, in a form of academy or?
Not necessarily academy. It can be a kind of infrastructure development. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a program development. You know, we need to make a program in such places that, you know, like you don't need to make an academy, but you still need to have a great programming. for center like this, you know. So it could be one of the interesting cultural centers, you know, because there are a lot of talent. There are architects, there are designers, there is artists, musicians.
There is even in
between one place to the another, there is space as well, and so you have space to look at the other one. So the self and the other needs to be understood. And come together. Yeah. I find there is some kind of conflict in between each department, which is not a good thing.
That's your feeling?
That's my feeling when I heard from all this interaction.
You found the city that there are individuals who are creating but not really coming together.
Yeah, there are many groups. Mm-hmm. Many groups. That's it. I must have met 20. There are four groups. So then it doesn't work.
Of course.
I mean, like that's a kind of unfortunate fact about it.
But you just mentioned before that from extreme polarities comes that power to create.
Yeah.
So what about this force here?
I do believe, feel it here. And it is a great, and that is a great thing in this chaos. You know, this four groups, you know, that they could come together, and you know that atmosphere actually, it's an interesting positioning. You can build it from there, you know. It's an interesting platform, basically. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, it's an interesting platform for new ideologies, new ways of seeing or new ways of showing. So I think they should come together. They fight to each other and, you know, come up with the new ideas. You know, that's the best way to do it. I think they should speak to each other, you know. The conflict should be shared. And maybe there will be another chemistry will happen from that, you know. Something will be invented from that invented.
Have you seen any of art or craft?
Basically, I've seen the architectural sites, but I like to go and see a lot of studio visit. I like to do whatever possible time I get it. I've seen few artists' works in catalog, and you know, someone has shown me his sculptural installation project. There are a lot of talent here, but needs to be channelized.
What about because? In Oroville, there is not such a huge gap. There's still, it exists in the social gap, but it's not so evident. It's like a really nice space. It's not.
Yes, that's
not
what I was saying.
There's not something that it would inspire on that way to tell the story and maybe create something out of that.
Yeah.
So how have you ever had an experience maybe to be in one of those spiritual communities where like. Life is so beautiful, but what kind of food can get from this kind of community?
See, the thing is like, it is almost like an abstracting one's own practice. Mm-hmm. Like it is almost like is every spiritual place is meant like that, you know? Means like to make you in a peaceful, peaceful, creative life it provides. As an artist, I feel this is what I mean. Like you have many ideas. It is almost like petals of a blossom, or you know, like each one. If you take it out, the petals, you know, it become nothing. You know, that nothingness, and it's almost like yoga, you know. So the spiritual space is always, you know, it's an interesting place where a master will be there. Master, you have to find your own master, you know. There are everywhere you could find masters, but you know, like my master not necessarily to be others' master, you know.
So the plane where those artists in Oroville actually are coming from is completely different than maybe from Mumbai.
Different places, and some of the architects, some of the painters, some of the musicians from different part of the world.
How would you describe yourself?
Pardon?
How would you describe yourself?
My art. You know, it's all taken it from my life. You know, because my work is a reflection of how I live. I do believe in taste making, and taste experiencing taste.
So also,
whether it is visual, whether it is physical, every sense, you know, taste making. You know, like I like to mix, you know, my own ways of seeing. You know? I could find beauty everywhere. I could see design everywhere. I could see architecture everywhere. I could see art everywhere. So that kind of thing. Art is not just always beautiful. You know, like it coexists with the ugly. Then only you could differentiate the ugly and the beautiful. You know, so that I'm interested in the positive side of it, and I'm an optimist. I like to transform the negativity into positive things.
True word.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of. You use a lot of different medias, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I do different kinds of work. I work with minimalistic approach, as well as I do extreme, maximum colors, maximum texture. And then I do video work, I do architectural project, I do design. So I think in everything is important, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. You know, everywhere I could see aesthetics.
And how about the influence of so-called West?
You know, I don't see West and East as a kind of conflict, or you know, it is always important. It is the globalized situation. For me, when I am coming from Cochin, I was always globalized. You know, like my place was always a cosmopolitan place. You know, 3,000 years ago, we used to have 34 different kind of people visited Cochin or in Muslims area in Kerala. So the thing is, so we were always globalized. So for me, self and the other is same.
Well,
yeah.
That's you. Also going to talk about it later on, yeah? About Kochi Biennale.
Kochi Biennale and Kerala history. I'm going to talk about history of Kerala, how it has been developed and how we reached it towards the new project. Yeah, with Riaz Como and myself started the Biennale with the help of the state's cultural ministry, Mr. Cultural Minister, Mr. M.A. Baby. It's one of the best PPP model, private-public partnership model we developed the project. You know.
Now, besides that you taking care of Biennale, you are also a curator, you are also a professor of art?
I'm not a professor of art. I curated many shows. I'm an artist. I do believe an artist could do better curatorial work because he understands the practice very well. With artist practice, he understands or she understands. You know. And theory and practice should go hand in hand. The process is easy. If theory is separate and the practice is separate, then you know most of. So that's one of the reason I feel that artists could be one of the best curators. You know, when it comes to art curatorial places, yeah.
Versus others, yeah. But in some cases, we know also artists who are not capable to. Even
you know, like I, you know, I don't go to curate a poetry session. Mm-hmm. You know, I know my, you know, I should be aware of my limitation. Mm-hmm. I'm not a master of everything, but I'm good at, you know, I believe in what I do. That is my art practice as well as the curatorial practice. I do believe in what I do. Yeah.
And you also, the way I see you also know how to connect certain platforms which might be stay left behind and untouched.
I didn't get your question.
No, I think that the way you do things, you also connect certain platforms or certain levels to be a curator, to be an artist, and to do the art installation. And also maybe taking care of museum or Biennale, it's not a small thing.
I think, you know, that is also, I have left my art practice for some time, but its curatorial work is also, I do believe, is also one kind of art practice. That is one of the reasons Riaz and myself spent more time, 100% of our time, for the Biennale. It is a responsibility, the social responsibility, and not just art responsibility, that the artists, so that's, we believe in that, and we have our own model, you know. It is a kind of organic model we developed, you know. We have implanted Venice in Cochin. And also there is a saying that you cannot you know, grow under a master. And so Venice is always a kind of great, great place. But Kochi, we planted a seed which is growing, and we put a lot of water and make an atmosphere, great atmosphere to grow. That's what we are doing, you know, Riaz and myself and other team of people working with the Biennale. Yeah.
So that's a connection between the water, because Venice is also a city on the water, Kerala is...
Kerala has a fantastic history, you know, like that Kochi, especially Kochi. You know, that's only one place, a cosmopolitan area, that the Jewish community was never hurt, and, you know, like, or you know, there were 33 different kind of communities lived in the smaller space, 5 kilometer area in Cochin, and 13 different kind of languages people speak, you know. It was always a post-cosmopolitan space, you know. So that, it is an ideal space, so that's the best place for
energy to flow.
Everybody is welcome, that's a kind of thing, you know. So there is no borders, there is no barriers. Yeah.
Are we going to see any of your work in your room? In any of the galleries this visit?
Not really, you know, but I'll maybe in future, let's see, you know, but I'm talking about my work, I'll be talking about my work, or what I do, and other people, you know, basically, yeah.
Adi would be coming back. I believe you would be coming back.
Yes, definitely I'll come back, definitely. I like places like this, you know, I like more and more, you know, different kind of ways people think, you know, that's one of the most interesting places to go. If everybody looks the same, then there is no point in going. Every place is, every building should look different, every, you know, path looks different, you know, like the atmosphere should be different, and then it would be interesting places to breathe and, you know.
Let me ask you just a question out of the way. What was your first thought when the taxi was pulling in the circular version?
It's kind of an open space I reached. Yeah, yeah. It took me to a ground under a banyan tree kind of place. Mm. Yeah. Even if it wasn't banyan, I felt it is like a banyan tree.
So you perceive as a banyan
tree? Kind of, you can get enlightened in such places. You know, like a banyan tree is for that. You know.
Thank you for today. Hope to see you.
Thank you.
See
Have you a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.